opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, your co-host to the Ask Elle. I forgot where I was.
What are you?
I am the co-host of the Ask Elle Relationship Talk Show, and we have with us our beautiful
co-host
with the most, thank you, Lenny Matthews. Lenny?
Thank you. Hi. Good evening.
How are you? Good to see you, girls.
Good to see you, too, Ron.
Yes. For those of you who are listening, you can call us here at 530-605-4567. One more time, 530-605-4567. In case, in case you'd like to say something, we would love to hear you. What do you guys keep pointing up there for?
No, I don't know. I'm trying to cover the number up. Make me say it by heart.
Okay. Or you can listen to us at KCNR1460.com. Hit the green live button. Actually, if you want to go on your radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, you can contact us during the show also. If you like, you can text Elle herself at
707-499-8999. Lenny's mouthing it.
She knows that number.
Say it, Lenny. What's my number?
What is it?
707-499-8999.
Good job. So we I don't know what our topic is, but first we have to have you introduce our sponsor.
Yeah.
I believe you are going to talk about our sponsor.
Yes, our sponsor tonight is the Kindness Revolution. And it is made possible by our ambassador of Northern California, Wendy Douglas Insurance. So, we'll be talking about that.
What kind of insurance?
She is, more or less a broker.
A broker.
If you will. She owns her own.
So, homes, this cars, is, anything you...
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But this is about the Kindness Revolution.
Yes, I want to know. I want to hear more.
Okay. Is it time?
Yeah. Tell us a little bit.
All right. The Kindness Revolution was born a couple of years ago during COVID, but it was something that she couldn't get off the ground until this last year in December. We had our first event. And it starts out... You can't say where and you can't say when. Kindness Revolution is something where we go out and do random acts of kindness once a month. And we can't tell you where and we can't tell you when we're going to, where we're going to be.
What's the act and of when, kindness?
Can I just do
I'm
my
just
thing?
I'm just trying to know. I want to know the act of kindness. Get it
okay,
out.
Okay, so.
Spit it out.
We feed people and give them gasoline.
I love that. That's why I wanted to speak. I just couldn't stand
okay.
it.
So the way this deal works is I am the coordinator and organizer, and I go out and find sponsors, and typically they're local mom-and-pop businesses. They sponsor the show. We have they sponsor the event. We have five of them. We take that money and we find a venue. Last month that we went to Clear Creek Deli. They have gas and food. And we, give out 40 $25 vouchers to whoever walks up. And we do it until they're gone. So. I will be doing it this June, but I can't tell you where and I can't tell you when.
I bet you can't tell us where or when.
I'm not gonna.
Okay.
Won't be a surprise.
Okay. The Kindness Revolution, what an amazing project.
And if you're interested, you can call me at 530-524-1369.
If you can't tell me, how am I gonna know where to go? And
we'll
when.
Discuss that next time, but I've already used up my time because
okay.
you were
okay.
out of this
Well, thank you
studio.
For introducing our sponsor back to the program. So, L, what the L are we going to talk about?
Hey, okay. going places.
What is our topic?
Tonight's topic is, and I'm going to give you credit for it because you came up with it and I liked
you.
It.
Well,
so,
thank you.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. So, 10 questions to assess the state of your relationship.
Ooh.
That's what we're going on. So, what are some things, what are 10 questions that you can ask or apply to your relationship that give you an idea?
It.
Yeah, what's the state of your relationship? And so, the first one is, do you argue?
Doesn't everybody argue?
Yeah. But,
somebody's phone, isn't it?
Yeah.
No? Oh, it must have been mine.
What?
Oh, we're fine. Continue.
Okay. You guys, so do you argue in your relationships? Whose phone is going off? What is going on tonight? What's happening here?
Don't know.
I want to apologize to those listening
in. We're not
something. Always as bad. Sometimes we're worse. So, but everybody argues. I mean, I think that question, do you
no,
argue?
No, we don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, we don't.
Okay. If you do.
We're arguing.
Are you able to keep the arguments from getting out of hand? And
that's the trick.
So the two questions about do you argue. Are you able to keep the arguments from getting out of hand? And are you able to circle back and calmly discuss the problem and reach a solution? So let's talk about that.
Mm.
So keeping the argument from getting out of hand. So this is about self-regulation. Can you regulate yourself? Can you regulate self-awareness? And this is true. What's difficult when you're upset, the hardest part about being upset.
Calming down.
Calming down and not focusing on trying to win the argument.
Mm.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. On the other side of the coin, so calming down and keeping yourself so that you're not focused on winning the argument, realizing when the conversation isn't going anywhere and turning it into a power struggle. So my ex and I, what we used to do is we would just start over. We're going to just do a start over. When we realized it wasn't going anywhere.
Well, that would be kind of funny, would it?
Okay.
Stop. Let's start over.
Well, sometimes we'd have to because it would just get too entangled in you. At a certain point, you cannot unravel it. We were just getting too deep into whatever the issue was and not seeing eye to eye, and we would just look at each other and realize we're just wasting time. Let's just start over. Starting over, a little separation, a little calmness. We could come back to the issue, which this brings up the point about circling back to the issue. You know, can you circle back to the issue calmly and then try to solve what the issue is? I mean, sometimes there is avoidance going on. You might circle back and go, oh, I apologize for that, whatever happened, but then the issue doesn't get resolved. So being able to circle back to the issue and, be able to communicate through it. So I think the real question is, when you're disagreeing, when you are arguing, how is the argument being managed? How is the argument being handled? So,
is this where the man takes off to his man cave?
Yeah, maybe. I think, let's go into that. Let's talk about when the man goes into his man cave and,
turns on the TV, grabs a beer.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't have a man cave.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes what happens is if emotions are too charged in an argument, the man is going to walk away and we run after him. We'll run after him. How dare you leave me? But really what's happening is he's wanting to not say something hurtful. So when he walks away, typically he's actually doing more of a heroic act than behaving badly. He's walking away so he doesn't hurt you. Plus, he might be overwhelmed. Women process in an argument. We process it like heat-seeking missiles. We can just get in on that subject and talk about it, feel it, argue about it, have 10 different ways of looking at it, tell you how we feel about it, resolve it all at the same time, kind of leaves the man sitting there spinning. And for him, walking away is it gives him an opportunity to process. So we're going to stop right here.
It's break time.
Yeah.
Already?
Yep.
Okay. We'll be right back.
It was late in December. The sky turned to snow. All around the day was going down slow. Night like a river beginning to flow. I felt the beat of my mind.
Join us for the Cascade Theater's first annual gala, silent auction, and fundraising event. One night only, June 24th. Doors open at 6 p.m. Show starts at 7:30 p.m. A night of singing, stories, and sequins directed by Reading's own James Santos. We're rolling out the red carpet. Hear live music paired with all your favorite stars from musicals past and present. Relive the songs that made you laugh, cry, and cheer while supporting your favorite local theater, the Cascade. Buy your tickets now at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner for Father's Day weekend, June 16th through the 18th. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun, two onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, and the rest. We don't serve it often, but when we do, it's everyone's favorite burger challenge. Come celebrate Father's Day weekend at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Just let me hold you by the firelight. If it don't feel right, you can go.
Good evening, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Relationship Talk Show. We've been on a break. Oh, our co-host with the most, I forgot, Lenny Matthews is right there. Hi, Lenny.
Hi, Ron.
Glad to have you back.
Thank you.
So our phone number here is 530-605-4567. If you'd like to chime in and any comments on what we're saying, or maybe you can throw in any experiences of your own for us. Again, that number is 530-605-4567. Or you can listen to us at KCNR1460.com. And our sponsor, Lenny, is going to tell you about our sponsor tonight. Lenny?
Your sponsor is me, and I'm going to talk about the sponsor. Now, if that made sense to you, yes, I work with the sponsor for the Kindness Revolution. Wendy Douglas of Wendy Douglas Insurance is the ambassador for Northern California. And what we do is we feed people and help them with gasoline, and we do this once a month, and we have sponsors that we, that come on board, businesses and local business in Reading. So, that helps make this all happen. So if anyone is interested in being a sponsor, please give me a call at 530-524-1369. And I can't say where, I can't say when, but we've got another one coming up in June. Could use your help.
Excellent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then if you can't tell us, when do you tell us? Or you don't tell us?
We tell us the 30 seconds before the flag goes up, and you look for the yellow and black smiley flag. So you'd be looking for it all most of the month. Yeah.
All right.
That's great.
So you really don't announce it, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay.
So now quit asking me.
Well, now I get it. Okay, so before the break, we were talking about the 10 questions to assess the state of your relationship.
Yep.
We got through number one, or were we still on number one?
No, well, we pretty much got through it. I'm going to just recap it if anybody's just now tuning in. Also, if you want to text in, you can text my number at 707-499-8999 or hit us up on Messenger, Ron Lim, Lenny Matthews, Ask L. Or call in. Ron gave the number. You can call in. So we were talking about 10 questions to assess the state of your relationship. And the first one was, do you argue? Essentially, you know, are you able to argue without it getting out of hand? You know, if your arguments are constantly getting out of hand and it's basically who's going to win the argument, that you're not going to get anywhere. And are you able to... Some couples just avoid confrontation altogether, and that's not good. Not arguing is not good either. It's, you know, confrontation, there has to be a way of confronting where it's not setting the other person on the defense. Are you guys able to get through confrontation and resolve it? Or are you able to circle back if you have to take time away from the situation? Are you able to circle back to it and still talk about it? So, you know, in other words, we're looking for are arguments escalating, are arguments being avoided, or arguments, are you feeling too like you're walking on eggshells that you can't bring subjects up? So that's one way to assess if you're, what the state of your relationship is. How do you make decisions? That's the next one. That's kind of like the first one. Do you argue? How do you make decisions?
That's the one.
But
that's number two.
What's your process? In making decisions, and are you able to have some sort of an agreement about who's going to do what? In other words, do I get to decorate the inside of the house, or do you want to have a part in decorating the inside of the house? It's a way of coming to how's the money spent? How are the kids going to be raised? What, you know, how are you pulling each other into these conversations? And these decision, you know, these heavy hitting decisions in a relationship, you have to kind of decide who's going to do what, and do you agree along those terms?
No.
You guys got any experience you want to share? Ron,
no,
I know you
do. Not really. Nope. I'm just going to say that, you know, when it came to interior decorating in my house, it was, oh, you do it. I know nothing about interior decorating.
To the woman, you were saying
yes,
do it.
To the woman, yeah. And just recently I had help from a female with my blinds.
Yep, I wonder who that was. Wow. Lenny's got good taste, and you did need help with your blinds.
And my blinds,
and they look amazing.
The house looks fantastic.
Yeah, they did.
And
so they are looking.
Yeah, so, you know, when it came to making decisions between, let's say, my wife, the ex.
Yeah.
we kind of had our own, what we were each good at. And we kind of let the other, you know, take care of decisions when it came to, things that she knew about.
That's cool.
You know, I'm no expert in a lot of things, and she isn't either. So, you know, I kind of need to know your strengths. And
exactly. And can you have that discussion in a sane manner?
Yeah.
And it's also about understanding how each of you processes information. So, yeah. I mean, I'm bringing up my ex tonight, but his way of processing information, if I did rapid fire questions at him, he would be like, I'm still focused on the first question. I'm still focused
on. Well, you have that spaghetti brain.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's go back to that one. Sorry. And get through. And we usually did a pretty good job getting through, these kinds of processes, but we definitely had our skill set too. I loved the way, I was able to just have carte blanche insight. I hated the way he had carte blanche on the outside. it was never the way I wanted it. So, but nevertheless, still let him.
But
you know, I still just.
But some couples have a problem because they have this power play thing.
Power
going
play,
on, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Control.
Doesn't matter if you know about it or not. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, you're raising your hands.
When you're finished, I have.
Oh, I'm done. I just wanted to throw that out there. The power play.
You always have good stuff, Lenny. Let us have
Yeah,
it.
Come on. I'm going to hear it.
Well, number two is how do you make decisions? So, and then as we go through tonight, Elle was really good at prefacing some other things about relationships and how to handle those. But I'm wondering, the big fatty is, how do you make decisions on anything? What is your approach as a couple if something comes up? How do you handle that where something will come up that that hasn't happened before? Mm-hmm. And you've got to make the decision, we're going to have to talk about this. Mm-hmm. So how is that done? And I think if you both say, we really need to talk about this, and then sit down with empty hands, come from a place of love.
So explain what you mean by empty hands.
No expectations. Let the other person express how they feel about this decision, what scares them, mm-hmm. what worries them, why it's a big deal to them. And then the partner gets their turn. And when you put that, and you listen, you don't interrupt, you listen and you feel them. And then when you get it all out on the table, the fair thing is to sort through it together and come up with that beautiful thing called compromise.
Yeah, compromise.
And if you could come to a compromise, they both parties feel loved, they feel validated, they feel heard.
Respected.
Mm-hmm. And it's not something that's swept under the rug. You've actually dealt with it. Now you can go forward with the issue as a team, partnership, and you're strong mm-hmm. instead of being pulled apart. So in my opinion,
what you're saying too mm-hmm. is that if you're in a relationship, what's the state of your relationship? Are you both putting in effort to make the relationship the priority? Are you making this relationship the priority? It's not, I'm going to go do my thing and you're going to go do your thing and then we're going to fight over who's going to meet each other's needs and how. It's how do we make this relationship strong?
And you can pretty well tell where you're at by how you communicate. I did a study on fighting fair, which we can talk about some other time, but there really are rules. If you feel like you have to argue, there's rules for doing that in a fair and loving way.
Yeah, that would be a good topic.
Yeah.
Mm.
Good to know.
So.
Each one of these topics that we're going into, they bleed into each other. They're
yes.
not necessarily just isolated guideposts. They're like this one. Do you know what your partner's most sensitive to? I mean, that's number three. You know, that's going back to the last one, knowing that your partner, what their triggers are. Is your partner sensitive to criticism? Is your partner sensitive to confrontation? Is your partner, what kind of background, what kind of sensitivities does your partner have because of their background? What are their triggers? And then making it a point not to poke those triggers, but being sensitive around those
knowing
triggers.
What buttons not to push.
Yes, and I mean, it doesn't mean that you're going to 100% knock it out of the park and not push those buttons or bump into those triggers, but and not having a critical tone in your delivery goes a long way. And I'm embarrassed to say that that's probably one of the bigger mistakes I made in my marriage is I have this tone of I knew better.
Mm-hmm.
Lenny, the way you're looking at me, mm-hmm. it's true. It's true.
No, I was thinking, you know how I am when I'm thinking.
Yeah, but it's just having that critical tone that basically said, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
Condescending.
I was young and, you know, the things we learn later.
Yeah.
And that's
very intimidating.
He was very sensitive to criticism because he was raised by very strong males that were also very critical. And we all play a part in our family. We have our
you
roles.
Bet.
And his was he deserved it to a degree, but his was the scapegoat, the bad child, the right. black sheep, the one that is always in trouble. And a sweet, sweet guy, very sensitive, sweet guy, but sensitive to criticism, so it didn't take much to
put him on the defense.
And then I'm going to say this, just throwing in, you know, the male-female thing, is that because women, we respond to criticism. Like, if I looked at Lenny and said, where'd you get those shoes? Where'd those shoes come from? Which, actually, her shoes are super cute tonight. But
they
I'm just saying, women, we criticize each other. If we criticize, we're like, well, I won't. I'll never wear those shoes again. We respond to criticism. Yeah. We change to it. Like, we shift and change to criticism. Men do not. So they take it when you criticize them. They take it like you're telling them you're a failure. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to change. They're just going to take it like, okay, this person does not have my back, they're not on my side, and now they no longer feel safe. So we're going to take a break.
And come back to this subject right here. Okay.
I'm not talking about committing, and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing, the stars around, and I'd really love to see it tonight.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like those stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's
530-222-1500. Hey, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Relationship Talk Show. And we have with us our co-host also,
Lenny
the most.
Matthews.
You didn't let me finish.
Lenny Matthews. I know.
Our co-host the
Lenny
most.
Who can get the most airtime? Lenny.
Yes, you can.
Okay. Coco Mademoiselle.
I'm just going to toss out the phone number here.
Toss out the phone number?
Yes, we'd like people
KCNL
to call in.
Toss that out. 96.5
FM. Throw in whatever experience.
707-499-8999.
No, the number here is 530-605-4567. Or you can listen to us at KCNR1460.com. Or you can even text L at that number of
707-499-8999.
Or you can text any of us on Messenger, Lenny Matthews, Ask L, and Ron Lim. So before we went up, we got quickly our sponsor. Tell us about
quickly.
Our sponsor.
Okay. Lenny. Our sponsor is the Kindness Revolution, which is brought to us by Wendy Douglas. From Wendy Douglas Insurance, she is the ambassador for Northern California for the Kindness Revolution. And what we do is we do random acts of kindness. and we do it through food and gasoline for our community. It's all done with local sponsors, local grocery and gas venues, and we do it once a month. Our slogan is can't say where, can't say when. But we do it every month, and we'd love to hear from you if you're interested in being a sponsor for this fabulous program. Kindness Revolution, you can call me at 530-524-1369.
And now I understand why I can't know when and where, because it's random.
Ron felt bad because he was never invited.
Yeah. I said, I don't know what time we're wearing. You're not supposed to know.
Look for the yellow flag.
Yellow flag. Okay. So, before we went on break, we were talking about the 10 questions to assess the state of your relationship. We were on number three.
We're on number three. We're not going very fast.
No.
But I'm going to finish up with number three.
Okay.
And what is that?
It's just knowing
what your partner's sensitive to.
And you talk about men and women. Everybody has sensitivities. They can change from day to day, too, right?
Not your main button.
There are events that might influence the level of sensitivity.
I just want to bring up one for the guys.
Yeah.
This is a pro tip. If you guys are listening, when Aunt Flo is visiting, you should be extra affectionate.
Oh, for crying out loud.
But I agree with that. Yeah. It does influence things at times. So know what your partner is sensitive to. And agree to do your best to avoid stepping on each other's, I like this, emotional potholes. That's fair. And if that's something that you do, give yourself a point. Number four, do you talk about the future and are you on the same page about visions and goals? So this is kind of a two-part question. It's being on the same page. So that's basically, do you have similar views about what's important? And I got to say, I'm on the fence about this one because I have friends that are in relationships where they have some pretty big disparities in what's important to them. And I'm just going to throw it out there. One, she's a Democrat and he's a Republican. And so, should I have not have done that? Okay, but I'm
no,
just going to
no,
say,
no.
You're giving me the wrinkled face.
Real.
So,
no, I'm just thinking.
I'm just saying that's a big disparity for them, especially as, you know, things unraveled around COVID. But, you know, they navigate it very humanely. They navigate it with respect and, so you don't necessarily have to be on the same page, but I think the important things are they have a level of integrity that's on the same page, their values, their sense of family, and they do respect each other. So they navigate those things without someone having to win or lose. They just navigate it with respect or agree to disagree. Do you talk about the future? So what are your goals? What's your sense of purpose? I mean, these are good discussions to have. Can you have them?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, can you have discussions about the future and what happens
if you don't? Right?
I mean, everything leading up to number four is, mm-hmm. Can you manage these in a way where you're, how are you managing the differences if you have any?
Well,
go ahead.
If you don't talk about the future, you really can't plan anything because future is having children, buying a home, mm-hmm. Staying where you are, moving. I mean, it's almost everything.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't, you better figure out how.
Yeah. What are your goals?
I would think.
What is your purpose? Yes. And so really what's embedded in this question is more about safety. Are you safe? Are you safe to have these discussions?
See.
Are you safe to approach these things? If you're walking on eggshells, each one of these points that we've made, mm-hmm. If you're walking on eggshells, you're afraid to have these, you can't bring these things up. Those are some pretty big red flags that you might want to get into some couples therapy or seek out counseling to see if you can work through these. Again, it just comes back to, is the relationship your priority? Or are you the priority? Are you making yourself the priority? Are you, or is the relationship the priority? Are you, number five, are you compatible as a couple regarding individuals? Are you compatible as a couple regarding individual time and couple time? This is a big one.
Yeah.
You know.
Us guys have to have some.
You need your space time. That time.
Well, the girls do too, though.
Well, yeah. But yeah, we both do.
Girl time. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, what this is really about is this is about expectations, needs, and visions about how you both spend your time. And another thing that's going to factor in here are attachment styles and, you know, really being able to have those conversations about attachment styles. So do you have anxious attachment? Can your partner be sensitive to that? Is your attachment style running the show? Because that's not fair either.
Right.
But are you able to have, maybe your partner has a secure attachment style and has no problem doing their own thing, times away, being independent. But if your attachment style is insecure, then there's potential there for there to be some disharmony. How do you navigate that? You know, are there insecurities? Do you feel jealous? Do you feel deprived? These are all warning signs that, you know, there's a health issue, a relationship health issue that may need to be addressed and get into counseling over. It comes back to communication, right?
Yeah, yeah. We talked about a handful of things that really encompass all of this, like respect and caring and, you know, talked about several of them.
Yeah, I mean, does your partner feel like they need to be out every night because they're young and they deserve to be out and they're not, you know, nobody's going to tell them what to do? Well, is that person really invested in the health of the relationship? Or are you so clingy that your partner can't go anywhere without you?
How dare you? And they feel suffocated. So then they really want to get away.
So just taking a look at how you handle individual versus couple time.
Is that something that you would sit down, discuss, and say, this is what I want for my time and or couple time?
You know, it's surprising to me. It's amazing to me because
just do it.
I don't know. I'd be interested in how many couples actually have these conversations. Going to a premarital counselor will help you do that, but how many couples go to premarital counseling?
Mm-hmm. Catholics.
And then how many couples, you know, go through these questionnaires and then what's the end result of that? I would think that if you care enough to go to couples counseling and you care enough to go through these bullet points, that's already an indication that you're a leg up.
You're invested.
And that the relationship is a priority. Here's a big one. Are you compatible about the needs for affection and sex? That's a big one. It'll change. This one's going to change over time. Are you in the same age range? Maybe that could be an issue. I mean,
sure.
Yeah. I mean, these are front end issues.
I had that problem. I was married to a guy that was 10 years younger than me. And it was like, run, Forrest, run, because it was.
Who was running? You were.
I was. But he was right behind me.
Oh, my. Oh.
Just kidding, no, really.
It's, you know, but this isn't just about libido. This is about what each of you needs to feel connected. Because as you go through life in a partnership, issues are going to come up.
Yeah.
And,
well, cuddling for me is almost as important as making love because it's that
connection.
It's just so, sometimes it's really all I want, you know? But
so one of your love languages is physical touch.
Absolutely. And there's a difference between sex and making love too. So,
well, we know this. Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, and yeah, I think it's not all of the relationship, but a doggone big, pretty big part of it.
Yeah, it's a huge part of it, and I think it goes back. I'm thinking now this one ties into love language.
Yeah.
Because my love language is quality time together. Mm-hmm. And we'll go into that. We need to take a break, so we'll go into that after the break. Well,
We are.
Yeah.
Popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner for Father's Day weekend, June 16th through the 18th. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun, two onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, and the rest. We don't serve it often, but when we do, it's everyone's favorite burger challenge. Come celebrate Father's Day weekend at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Sinorama and Tri-Counties Bank presents Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, featuring live music, food trucks, games, and over 15 local breweries, all in the gardens by the Sundial Bridge on Friday, June 16th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Price of admission includes your first beer and a commemorative Cruise by the Bridge cup. This 21 and older event is sure to sell out. Don't miss Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Friday, June 16th. Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color. Azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. On sale, locally grown vegetables. All tomatoes, peppers, and even cantaloupes, watermelons, and so much more are 50% off. Great sale on blueberries, strawberries, and boysenberry. Buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
I'll be yours until the sun doesn't shine. Till time stands still.
Good evening. This is Ask L.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask L Relationship Talk Show.
And I'm Lenny Matthews.
The co-host with the most.
Why not?
I was just
going to
say that.
Lenny, why not? We're introducing ourselves. Why are you so special?
Yeah, how come I have to introduce you?
I'm not really special. I get missed about half the time.
Well,
just
kidding.
Okay, so I was just going to say our phone number here at the station is 530-605-4567, and the reason I'm giving you that is you need to know it so you can call here and tell us what you think about this, what we're talking about here.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, and if you want to listen to us, you can go to kcnr1460.com, hit the live green button. Of course, if you're listening to me now, I guess you already know that, huh? It just occurred to me. Or you can actually text Elle herself at
707-499-8999. Lenny's doing a little dance over here.
It sounds like
kind of
song.
A jingle.
It's a jingle.
707-499-8999.
Isn't there a song
with
the phone number in it?
I don't have a future in this singing business.
So before the break, we were talking about the 10 questions that you can use to assess the state of your relationship. We went through one through...
Are we going to talk about our sponsor?
Oh, the sponsor. God. Lenny.
Lenny's taking it
personal. That's your job tonight.
Yes.
We're doing a good job here with discussing things.
Yes. Well, and our sponsor is the Kindness Revolution, made possible by Wendy Douglas of Wendy Douglas
Thank
Insurance.
You, Wendy Douglas.
She is the ambassador for Northern California. And basically what we do is... we go around doing random acts of kindness for our greater northern Reading area. We're doing Shasta County. And what we do is we feed folks, and we give them gasoline because we figured those were the two most important things in need. And what we try and do is we try and do each little community in Redding. We've done Shasta Lake City, Bella Vista, Palisadro.
Anderson,
yeah. So we move around trying to bless each little nook and cranny of Shasta County. And if you're interested in helping be a sponsor to keep this wonderful thing going, please text me at 530-524-1369, and we'll get together and chat.
Well, what do you look for in sponsor, like cash or goods?
Sponsors pay $200 each, and we get five sponsors, and so that gives us $1,000 a month to give away 40 $25 coupons for groceries or gas.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good job.
What a great thing.
Thank you.
Just paying it forward.
Yeah, it's awesome. It really is.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
So
we're back.
We're back.
Yeah. Talking about the 10 questions to assess the state of your relationship. And so we talked about whether or not you argue. We talked about how do you make decisions. Do you know what your partner is most sensitive about? Do you talk about the future and the compatibility as couples around individual time as opposed to couple time? And, you know, in all of these, it's really, each one of these is about the, are you able to communicate about each of these needs without dissolving into a power struggle? That's what it comes down to so far. You know, in each one of these scenarios, is it dissolving into a power struggle? Is it dissolving into gaslighting and, not being able to communicate fair, respectfully, conscientiously, in a way that demonstrates that you care about the state of the relationship. So the next one, number 7. Oh, wait, I got a text. I got to read.
Oh.
Because right before the break, I said that my love language is quality time. And for me, quality time doesn't just mean spending time together, but it's also the level of conversation. If I'm having a good conversation with somebody and I'm laughing, I'm probably going to fall in love.
Well,
is the conversation good?
Yeah, but you know, that's it.
And are we laughing? I don't know. Those are my two.
Yeah, I find that to be probably,
those are the biggies for me. Mm-hmm. And so we got a message from Michael Dominic, and I'm just going to say, Michael, you're such a faithful listener to our show all the way out in Ohio. Thank you so much for weighing in every week. He says, on the topic of quality time, both parties need to understand what the other's definition of quality time is. Absolutely.
And I think you just gave us a really good example of your idea of quality time.
I mean, you could hold my hand and cross the street, I'm going to be happy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's quality time to me. But conversation, mm-hmm. I've noticed that tends to be the hook for me. Yeah.
But then for the younger kids, I think if they both play video games together, that would
be my son and his girlfriend. They
met. There you go, see?
They met playing video games. She lived in another state. Now she lives here.
There's their love language.
Yep. Wow. So number 7, are you compatible about work? This is a big one. I'm going to say, just using my ex-marriage, where we both felt okay about one of us staying home to raise the kids. And that was me. I stayed home. We did without. We were okay going without. We were happier having less and being able to stay home because we were both on the same page. If I had married somebody, well, the marriage still didn't work out, but for different reasons, yeah. I mean, other prevailing reasons out of my control. But if somebody, if I'd have been with somebody that wanted me to go to work, I would have been so torn. I would have been so conflicted inside about not being able to be there in the early stages of my kid's life. So, are you on the same page? Are you able to be supportive? And I got to say that had I wanted to go to work, that would have been okay too. It was really whatever I want to do. I was supported in that. So, I mean, what about starting your own business? What if you're, you know, you got one person that really wants to pull money out of the savings and start their own business? How's the other person going to deal with that? And
that would be a big one.
Yeah.
Big.
I'm a gambler. I'd be like, let's go for it. But some people, that it would be too stressful, too overwhelming, too much.
When I started my pharmacy.
Yeah.
You think I went, that was huge. You think I went to the wife to ask for that? Nope. I went to my dad.
Oh, there you go.
That was a good place to go. Your dad was obviously a beloved in the county and a phenomenal businessman. So he guided you well. Number eight. Did we cover that one enough? Art compatible about work? Is there any more we need to say about that?
I think that's it in a nutshell. It's either you support or you...
I skimmed over that one fast.
Yeah, well,
It's a small paragraph.
I gave my wife the choice to either work or not work. That's totally up to her.
Yeah.
I didn't have a choice.
Well, no, you don't.
But my dream my whole life was to be a mom, have a white picket fence, garden, bake cookies, and be and have my babies. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get to do any of it. I didn't even get the fence.
I got the
Well,
shaft.
You got an amazing...
She got the gold mine, I got the shaft.
Yeah, I didn't get the fence. I got the shaft.
Okay.
Knock it off, Ron. This is a serious thing.
Serious business.
Yeah, we're so serious.
You have to be able to...
Just for that, we're going to talk about the role of your extended family.
My extended family.
Go ahead, Lenny. Talk about it, please.
Yeah, let's hear about your extended family.
I'm putting her on the spot, but she was pretty funny when we were on break around it.
The extended family. Actually, to be honest with you, I don't have one.
I know, but you had funny things to say. She was role-playing.
Yeah,
it was hilarious, and I would like her to do it again, but she won't. She won't.
Yeah, that was Aunt Ethel and the mother-in-law put together, and sometimes that could be really hard and a horror.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Is it okay for mom to come over for dinner every Sunday? Is that an expectation?
Who's mom?
Whatever. Who's ever mom? I mean,
Oh.
Depends on the mom.
I think it depends on the two of you and whether or not she's good to the daughter-in-law.
But
I mean,
this is actually a big deal. Who are you going to visit on holidays?
It's almost like child custody.
Exactly.
Are you going to lend money to the relative?
Mm.
Oh,
never.
No.
Danger.
I think, but again, Al, if you love the person that's in trouble and you're like sisters with your sister-in-law and she gets in a pickle, talk about that, it would probably be okay. If the mother-in-law, nobody was good enough for her son, and she treated you horrible. No, you don't want her every Sunday.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, so it all
depends on the relationship.
But that's a sticky one, and how, and
sticky,
that's a big
sticky
one. How,
that
really,
can break,
this
that,
deserves,
that breaks up families.
This deserves big a conversation, time. Yeah. I mean, this would be number one.
Yeah.
Because you're not just marrying a person, you're marrying into that family. Yep. Number nine. I'm going to try to get through these.
Well,
last
we got 1 minute.
We got 1 minute?
Yes.
This is right on top of the last one. Do you get along with your in-laws? So that's a good conversation. What are your in-laws like? Do you get along with them?
And are they nice to you?
Yeah, because guess what? They're going to be the ones that are also influencing your children.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to be having
a
role. Yes. They're going to have a role in your
kids'
life.
I know some in-laws that I would not want to have a role.
Right.
Or influence. Some yes and some no. But
so I'm going to read the last one just to get through it, because we promised 10 topics and we're on the 10th one right now. And is your partner your best friend? So it's about safety. Do you feel safe with each other? And do you feel that person has your back? Can you go to that person for help? I mean, these are really good indications.
That's a very big one.
Is your partner your best friend? And what does that mean to have a best friend? You know,
for
me, that means, can we talk about things? Can we get through a conversation and navigate difficult topics like we've been talking about.
And do they have your back?
Like do they have your back? Exactly. Yeah.
Do they believe in you? Are they your biggest fan?
Right.
Okay. Right. Well, we're good. We're there.
We're done. All right. So let's wrap it up. Thank you for joining in.
I'm your biggest fan. Both of you.
I'm yours.
I'm yours.
Okay. See you next week.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't forget, Ask Elle, Tuesday nights, starting at 6 on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460.